All right, I don't know what you people are planning for Valentine's Day, but I think the day before Valentine's Day, you should go to Erotica Exotica Poetica Extravaganza. It's at the Hideout, Monday, February 13th, from 8:30 to noon. The Hideout is arguably the world's greatest saloon. On the phone, I have Chuck Kramer and Gregorio Gomez, who are putting this show on. Hello, fellas.
How you doing, Ray? How's everything?
I'm good. I'm good. This sounds, well, I'm not going to describe it. It's.
I just wanted to mention, the show's going to run from 8:30 to midnight, not 8:30 to noon. We plan a great show, but not quite.
Hey, look, the Hideout, you never know how long it's going to go, man. 8:30 to midnight seems way too short. All right, I'm going to let you two describe it, and it's a night of, you two have been doing this sort of thing, the open mic thing, for decades now, and you are pros at it, and you are inventive, imaginative pros. This is going to be nothing short of the greatest Valentine's Day experience in Chicago. Would you hazard that?
Yes, I think that's a good description. Every year for the last 30 years, we've been doing an erotic poetry night on Valentine's Day to celebrate the holiday, get people in the mood, and to also enable poets to really express themselves freely at this very emotional time of the year.
But yes, it's emotional on every kind of level. Don't you guys think it's like it's lustful and painful, and this is potentially painful at the same time, right?
Absolutely, and there's a reason why it's an erotica, exotica, poetica night, and this is going to be an extravaganza. The thing is that we get frustrated, and we want to say things to our loved ones that sometimes we cannot say because we get shameful, and so on this particular Monday, for the past 30-plus years, we give permission at a poetry event to say whatever the heck you want to say from, I don't know how far I can go in your radio program.
Well, but I think, but in essence, fellas, it's intriguing and provocative on the face of it, but it also, and I'm not trying to get too philosophical about it, but it's also a very, very, very healthy way to have your poets and musicians express themselves and in turn have the audience express its collective self. Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is an open mic event, and this year, our first year at the Hideout, we decided to expand it and to celebrate all of the arts, give all of the arts an opportunity to get in on the presentation. So we have a live band, Linda and the Hot Licks, Linda Solitaire and the Hot Licks, who also perform under the name of Songs of Love and Hate. And we have dancers. We have a Cruel Valentine and T.S. Machine Gun Coco, who are coming in to do some erotic dances for us. And what we're doing is we're blending the arts. We're giving the open micers an opportunity to get up and participate in this really exciting event. And we're also exercising our freedom of speech as artists to express ourselves and to let the world know that despite everything that's happened in Washington, we're still going to do what we do because what we do is important, and the freedom of individual expression is an important thing, and the arts must speak to the world of politics, must speak to society and generally to make a statement. And Valentine, what better day is there than Valentine's?
And we're also bringing in the audience among the participants to come and celebrate that day and dress whatever way they want to dress, their most provocative way that they want to dress, their favorite lover of ancient times like Don Juan or Cleopatra.
Or Casanova.
Casanova, absolutely.
Or one of the Kardashians, or one of those crazy people. You two guys, Chuck Kramer and Gregorio Gomez, you are so on the right track here, because it is, if you can't express love on Valentine's Day when it is relatively safe to do so, it may not work out for you in the long run. And I know many of us, it hasn't worked out. And there's no better place I can think to do it than the Hideout either, which is really a sort of freewheeling kind of place. I mean, they have the most eclectic kind of lineup there. Who are you expecting to come to this event? Erotica, Exotica, Poetica, Extravaganza, Night of Poetry, Song and Dance. It's only $7 at the door, for goodness sake. And that's...
And it's real cheap, that's for sure. We're expecting, first of all, we're expecting an eclectic group of poets. We already have the dancers and the band, but you know that the poets are the ones. We're not going to necessarily establish who's going to be there. We're expecting them to show up. And in regards to the audience, we're opening them to everybody. From the LGBTQ community, LGBTQ community to the straightest of straights. We invited Republicans as well. By the way, welcome to show up.
Well, you're all inclusive. Yeah, you're all.
Absolutely.
Well, you have to be in. Well, and one of the great things I think, Chuck and Gregorio, about this event is there's a real sense of community in it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Kind of we're all in this together, whether it's love, whether it's disappointment, whether it's sex, whether it's Exotica, Poetica, or Erotica. That we're all in this together. I think what it's going to do is reaffirm that for people. So it won't only be fun; it'll be important.
Absolutely. We want people to have fun and enjoy it, but also to go away that evening, the next morning, and for the rest of the week with an uplifted spirit. So that things that bother them throughout the day, throughout the week, or sometimes say, man, I was just at the Hideout. We had such a great time. These guys do it all the, they do it every Monday kind of thing. I want to go back again. And maybe we have been, surprisingly enough, Rick, we have been drawing a lot of newcomers
regards
to both the audience and poets to the Hideout. And it is because, as you mentioned, the Hideout is a jewel in this little dark space of the city that people come in and they feel the warmth and the friendship and
well, and certain another thing, Gregorio, that you feel at the Hideout, you feel it is like a oasis of freedom of expression. I find,
absolutely.
You know what I mean, and
that's
why you guys, Chuck Kramer and Gregorio Gomez, are putting on a show. Monday, February 13th, from 8:30 in the evening until, I think, lunch the next day. So spend your Valentine's Day breakfast there. Monday the 13th, it's at the Hideout, which is at 1354 West Wabansia. Starts at 8:30. Doors open probably at 7. It's open mic. You can get up, but they have a lot of performances there. There's a band. There's performance poets will get up and speak. It's only $7. Congratulations, you guys. If I am feeling blue, I will be there because I think it'll make me feel better about life in general, as you guys always do. Go to hideoutchicago.com to get your tickets. Thanks, fellas. Thanks.